We'll continue with more local news now. More volunteers are needed to complete the world's biggest jigsaw in the city. A family fun day raises funds for the children of a Sprowston man. And the RSPCA rescues a chubby toad. And to start, the NNAB expresses concern over the removal of a crossing.
The removal of accessible pelican crossings is turning the city centre into a no-go area for people with sight loss, a charity has warned. Over the past 2 years, there have been various changes made to areas including Westligate and St Stephen's Plain in a bid to reduce traffic. It has led to the removal of signalled crossings and the introduction of more shared spaces for pedestrians and cyclists. But the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, the NNAB, has claimed the changes have led to problems for the visually impaired. Simon Marshall from the charity said, "We're very concerned about the arrangements put in place for the visual impaired to cross because areas that are pedestrianised still contain lots of buses." He said the proposed locations for some crossings will force people with sight loss to walk long distances just to get over the road. There are now places where the lack of a pelican crossing makes it almost impossible for people to get across. A spokesman for Norfolk County Council said it had taken steps to make sure the new shared space areas were readable to blind people. They added that officers had consulted and worked with the NNAB to find the best solution to the issue. Bert Bremner, City Council Cabinet Member for Transport, said, "When designing the changes, we have worked closely with the NNAB and other groups to find the best solutions possible, while also creating safe spaces that promote freedom of movement for everyone on foot."
The organiser of a community event to piece together the world's biggest jigsaw over 6 days has said it's not too late for volunteers to sign up. Children's entertainer Graham Andrew from Reefham came up with the idea to complete the 33,600-piece wildlife scene and then donate it to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital for patients and visitors to enjoy. Mr Andrew, who runs Fun Force and works as a giggle doctor at the hospital, said he had at least half the slots filled, but with just a few weeks to go, he'd like to get some more on board before the challenge begins. "I think a lot of people who have signed up for early morning slots will be happy to stay longer," he said, "but I don't want people to think it's too late to get involved." The 6.5 metre by 1.57 metre jigsaw will be built between Sunday, August the 14th and Friday, August the 19th at Stimpson's Piece in Reefham. Once completed, it will be laminated and then spend 3 days on display at the Forum in Norwich before it's put on its long-term home on a hospital wall. A time-lapse film of its creation will be taken and displayed alongside the jigsaw so people can see how it grew from the first to the last piece. Each piece of the world's biggest jigsaw can be sponsored for £1, and any surplus funds will be divided between the charity Holding Hands with Our Courageous Children, who fundraise in aid of the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital NHS Trust Charitable Fund, and the Reefham Nursery.
A family fun day has raised funds for children of a much-loved builder who died suddenly just 2 days before Christmas. Barry McCadden of Lineker Avenue, Sprowston, was 34 and left 2 boys. Family friend Katie Whitmore of Whithard Road, Heartsease, organised the event, held at the Sprowston Sports and Social Club, in aid of a trust fund for the children. She had previously described Mr McCadden as the life and soul of any party, and the bubbly one who would make everyone laugh and have a passion for motorsports. The event, which was held in glorious sunshine, saw children enjoy a bouncy castle and football. An inquest on July the 11th heard that Mr McCadden had also been on a Christmas night out with work colleagues and returned home at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and that the medical cause of death could not be ascertained. "It's unsatisfactory for all concerned," said Assistant Coroner Nicholas Holroyd. "Mr McCadden died at home on December the 23rd, 2015, he said. He had returned home earlier that day, moderately intoxicated with alcohol.
The RSPCA were called to rescue a toad in a whole lot of trouble. The chubby amphibian had become stuck when trying to squeeze between two decking panels in an old Lakenham garden on Wednesday. Jason Finch, an inspector for the RSPCA, said, "It didn't take me long to spot the little leg sticking out of a gap in the wooden decking, waving around in the air." Due to the toad being wedged tightly between the wooden decking, Mr. Finch was unable to remove it with his hands and had to saw through the decking and lever it up to ensure the amphibian was safe. Mr. Finch said, "He was the biggest, fattest toad I've ever seen. I can only think he was after a nice fly or a juicy bug when he decided to stick his head down the gap. I released him near the garden pond."